I said, anybody in the place love Jesus? Anybody here go to church? Nobody said a word. That tells me that, I hate to say it, but the day that the Lord comes again, that's just like the 10 virgins. The 10 virgins, only 5 of the 10 of the church was ready in that story. When He came again, 10 of them was there. They supposedly all loved Him, but 5 of them didn't carry enough oil. And so they had to go down and get oil. And so the ones that had plenty, the ones that were serving Him, He came and He took those 5 with Him. And He locked the wedding door. And then when the other 5 come out and said, Lord, we now got some more oil. We want to come in. He said, I don't know you. I've already come now. It's too late. Into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. He said, stay ready. You never know what time I'm coming. You don't know. Wouldn't that be awful to think you were okay and then say you were 18 years old thinking I got my whole life in front of me and I'm just sinning and doing everything I want to do. I don't have to go to church. And all of a sudden you get killed in a car wreck. And you open your eyes in a place where you don't want to be. Would that be bad news? But God, I was your daughter. I was your son. He said, no, you didn't know me. I told you that my children obey me. They don't go out and lie and steal and cheat and commit adultery and all that stuff. My children, they obey me. But Lord, I love you. He said, you're a liar. That's written in the scripture too. You know that? You know, we better be ready. But this is why there's so many people sick and afflicted. But if we do what He says here in verse 3, let's see what the promises are. Surely, not maybe, surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Who do you think the fowler is? The cruel one. The devil. And his host of demons. Surely God will deliver you from the snare of the devil and from the noisome pestilence, or that also means raging epidemic. Sickness and disease. Now then, if you dwell with Him and you're willing to say, oh Lord, He's my refuge, my strength, and obey Him, how much sickness and disease is going to, and how much of the devil is going to come upon you? None. He said it right there. You are not going to be made sick. He promises to deliver you. Now then, verse 34. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. And verse 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Now, what is he talking about right there? He's talking about the host of demons and the war that's going on around you and me every day that we cannot see. There's an invisible realm going on, and there's fiery darts being shot by this devil. It says right there, you shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies at day. Have you ever heard about a flaming dart of the devil in Ephesians chapter 6? You think those are real? Yeah, they're a spiritual arrow, but they're real. You can pull them out, can't you, Eldon? Amen. Eldon several times has done that. Had people, I've done that also, but I know he's done it probably more times than I have. Somebody's got a pain in their back, their side, or whatever. He'll get them to repent, and then they'll say, the pain is right here. And he said, well, let's pull that fiery dart out of you. And he'll reach up after they've repented and confess their sins, act like he's getting a hold of an arrow, and say, let me pull that arrow out. And their pain go away just like that when he pulls that arrow out. Isn't that amazing? But who is going to deliver us from that arrow that flies by day? God is. If we do what? Walk in obedience to His Word. If we walk in obedience to His Word, that devil, that beast is sitting out here right now with his bow drawn thinking, listen, now, which one of them can I get? And one of you has a bad thought. is another demon sitting right there beside you. He said, I don't want you to think a bad thought. And you start meditating on that bad thought about whatever it may be. And if you start entertaining that bad thought, this one here, all of a sudden he realizes that and he turns that arrow loose and he'll get you. The Lord says, surely thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. The terror by night and the arrow by day, he's talking about spiritual forces of hell that's out there to attack those of us that are living in sin. And that includes church members. It sure includes church members. The devil, he loves it when he can get a church member. He loves to attack us. I mean, those others out there, you know, he don't really care about them that are lost. But one of us, this is where he really spends his time, in church. The devil comes to church. Don't let nobody kid you. The devil comes to church. He's waiting to attack you. That's like the woman one time told me, she said, I was in church one time and I was sitting back and all of a sudden I saw these beings, which had to be angels, all over the place. And she said, I said, Lord, what are those things? He said, well, that's my angels. Lord, what are they doing? They're walking around with a notepad. He said, I know. We're taking up the offering and I'm recording what they're giving and I'm recording the intent of their heart, the attitude of their heart. She said, what? He said, oh, I love a cheerful giver. So I'm recording that. He said, if they're giving, I'm writing out what they give. But if they're giving it grudgingly, he said, I ain't going to give them no reward anyway. I don't care what they give. Isn't that amazing? Yes. But yet God said all that. He said, I love a cheerful giver. So like I've told many people, you go to give money to this ministry, don't give it grudgingly. Say, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you that I got money to give to this ministry. Now, Lord, in fact, do you know the greatest miracle that I've ever heard of in my life was when a woman gave $20 to the church. In 1952, I believe, when this happened, at an A.A. Allen meeting, and somewhere off down in Alabama or somewhere down in there, there was 4,000 people at that meeting that day. 4,000. And they'd had a meeting every day, and it was the last day, and there was that day, there's a little woman come to R.W. Shambach, which is still alive today. I've heard him tell this story. And said, she said, well, I've been down here every day this week, and the Lord has not heard my prayer. Said, what do you mean? She said, I have a four-year-old son that has 26 incurable diseases, and I was believing God for the healing of my son, but so far this week, my son has not been healed. And she said, I have $20 left in my name. I live in another state, and my car is out of gas, and we got to go home tomorrow. Well, when A.A. Allen started preaching that service with 4,000 people there, he said, okay, when we take up the offering, they did it at the front. He said, I don't want you just to give a gift to God. I want you to give a sacrifice to God. So Shambach said, I was watching them take the offerings, and we played the songs. I looked back there at that woman and said, I saw that woman take her last $20 bill out and drop it in that bucket. Now then, she's in another state. She's in a car that's out of gas. She has a handicapped son that's got 26 incurable diseases. And she gives A.A. Allen her last $20 bill. That takes faith. You know that? How's she going to get home? That's really something to think about. But so they took up the offering. He said, they started preaching. Said he'd been preaching about 30 minutes. All of a sudden said he stopped and he said, wow, God's showing me a vision. He said, I see a white building out there. It looks like a hospital. He said, it is a hospital. It's a maternity ward. There's children being born in. He said, there's a little boy just been born in there and the doctors just said, he has 26 incurable diseases. Said that woman's taking that baby home and the doctors told her that baby won't live a year. I said, I see that child and he's 4 years old and I see that mother and another woman getting in a car and they're coming. He said, woman, you're in this meeting today. Where are you? Way back there, a woman stood up. He said, bring that baby up here. She brought that baby up there, handed it to A.L. and this little guy had no eyes. I mean, not just blind, There was no slits or nothing on his face. No eyes. He had no ears at all on his head. His little tongue was hanging down out of his mouth. He had arms like this and legs twisted around and stuck to his stomach. An awful looking little critter. A. Allen took that little thing and held it up and said, "I want everybody here to close your eyes and pray." Shambach said, "This is one time I'm going to be scriptural. I'm going to watch and pray." He said, "I ain't about to close my eyes with everything I know about this situation." So he said, "I got my eyes wide open and I see A.A. pick up that little boy and said, 'Lord, I ask you to do a miraculous healing on this child in the name of Jesus.'" He said, "The first thing I saw was a little tongue pull back in the mouth. The next thing I saw was two ears come out. Then I saw whirlpools form and beautiful eyes appear on his face. I saw his arms come loose, his legs come loose. And I saw the boy jump out of A.A. Allen's arms, run over to the edge of a platform that's 4 feet high with a woman standing right there, and jumped into the arms of this woman and says, 'Mama, when's the last time you saw God do something like that?'" "I ain't never seen him do nothing like that." "What does that mean?" "I ain't walking in the same place A.A. Allen is walking. God's no respecter of persons." And I have had the privilege to see the King do a lot of things, but nothing like that. And then that day, that didn't end. There was 13 people in wheelchairs, and instantly all 13 of them was healed. There was 15 people over here on stretchers. They don't bring people like that to my ministry yet. I hadn't got there yet. But he had. All 15 were instantly healed. Then 6 people come running down the aisles, had their red-tipped canes, said, "We were totally blind. We can see." All kinds of people that couldn't hear come running down. And he said, in the next hour, as screams all over the place, as garters fell off of people's neck, cancers fell out from under women's dresses, people spit up tumors and cancers in their mouth. He said, in the next hour, in a congregation of 4,000 people, everybody there that had a problem was healed. That happened, I think, in 1952. How would you like to have been there? It even hit the newspaper.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.